Now, I'm delighted spending this morning talking to Brent Key, the head coach of Georgia Tech football. Nice to talk to you. This is your first time in Ireland, is it?
Oh, second. What was it? 2014. I came up here and played. I was an assistant coach at UCF. We played in a game versus Penn State here. So second time coming to Ireland and enjoying every minute of it.
Very good. And in terms of when you heard or when the players first heard that Georgia Tech would be taking part in the College Football Classic here in Dublin, what was the reaction like? Is the game in Dublin becoming something that players in America want to be a part of?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, part of college football is gaining the experience. And I think with seeing what the NFL is doing so much of establishing a footprint in Europe and across the world with the game, for the college game to be able to do the same thing and to have a footprint here and establish, you know, a more of a sense of understanding of the game, number one, you know, fans of the game and people that follow it and are excited about it. So looking forward to having a good turnout when we come here to play.
Very good. And I'm right in saying this morning you got a look around the Aviva Stadium.
Yeah.
How was have you? Is this something that you were impressed by? Something that you were looking forward to playing in?
Yeah. It's a beautiful stadium. Number one, I think the way it's set up to be able to be multi-purpose for different sports that play in there. I think it's an easy transition to the game of American football to be able to come in there and play and have a really good field of play, and you know, it's exciting. It is
very good. And I guess looking ahead to the actual game itself against Florida State, I think it's fair to say that you are probably coming in as underdogs against a team that's ranked number 5 in the country. But we saw it a couple of years ago where Northwestern came in as underdogs against Nebraska and came away and winning a pretty close game. Do you think that the opportunity of playing in Dublin, something that is unfamiliar, kind of helps? Is something that could help give you the edge in a contest like this?
Yeah, man, the game's so far away. I mean, we're worried about off-season training, off-season program right now. You know, continuing to get better every single day. To look that far ahead in the preparation, and I don't look at underdog favorite. That's for the people on the outside to look at. We look at our team and you know be able to come out and compete as hard as we can, and regardless of who the opponent is. I mean, to us, you know, opponents are all faceless opponents, nameless opponents. It's all about us.
Okay, and one of the things that endears Irish people towards Georgia Tech is the fact that you have an Irishman on the squad, punter David Shannon. How has he fit into the Georgia Tech culture? Do you think that is something which has challenged him or somewhat, or do you think he's blending in well with the guys?
Oh, he's done great. I mean, David came in as a freshman. I mean, he's kicked every year. He's improved every year. Had a really huge improvement during last season. Looking for the same thing, you know, coming this year. But you know, not just as a football player, as our punter, but also, I mean, he's a 3.76 GPA student in business that's made over a 3.0 every semester he's been in college, and you know, several semesters made a perfect 4.0. Just, you know, what he's done, be able to come to our country and you know, be on our team, but also establishing himself as a very very successful young man that has a lot of has a really bright future. So you know, I hope the whole country is here cheering for Georgia Tech, but also cheering for David. Hopefully his family and friends from where he's from will make the 3.5-hour trek up and hopefully bring about 5,000 from there. I don't know if there's that many in his town, but you know, hopefully really have the stadium, rocked out in white and gold. And that's what we want. You know, we made the decision to come here and play a football game that's a home game for us. And, to not play a home game in Atlanta, Georgia, and have that opportunity to come and play here, that's what we really need the support of everyone at the game. It'll be an outstanding football game. It's an outstanding time to come and, you know, cheer for young men that are, you know, have so much pride in the school that they play for, but also our students as well. And, you know, we need all the support we can get and look forward to seeing how many people are there.
And in terms of, I guess, how the players on the squad, once they found out they were playing in Ireland, started, have they tried to learn about Irish culture or Irish slang from David in any way?
I think that was happening before. David gives them a hard time and vice versa about joking around with each other. As the time gets closer, I'm sure we'll have some times where David will get in front of the team and teach him a couple of things. And he came in my office yesterday and, you know, sat down for about an hour, telling me different things about the country and the city and rugby and Gaelic, just all the different hurling, the different things here. Taught me some sayings and some phrases that I can't say. I've tried to study them for the last 24 hours, and I'm not very good at them. So
very good. And just in terms of your own coaching philosophy, I know in your past you were an offensive line coach under Nick Saban at Alabama. You've had some other experiences as well before becoming head coach at Georgia Tech. When you are, I guess, from Nick Saban, first of all, the fact that he is now retired, what is, do you think is one of your main takeaways from working with him in Alabama?
Yeah, just how efficient he was with the time, the ability to manage the time and have not only himself but the entire staff, every minute of every day utilized from, the time you walk in the door 7:30 to the time you leave at 10 at night, every second is utilized, but then, there was no one in that building that was going to outwork Coach Saban. I mean, he was, I don't know how hard you work, you were going to come in the next day, and he's still done something else and something else. So it was just, to set the level of expectations so high every single day. It was truly astonishing. I mean, it was amazing how he was able to do it and to do it for so long. So, I mean, just, I know with him retiring here recently and got the news a couple of weeks ago that he'll actually be here in Ireland for this game. And it'll be his first game working on game day, I've heard. So excited for that as well.
And just in terms of, we know we're coming into a part of the season where the NFL Combine is taking place, where once the college season is over, there is one eye for people who are in their senior year as to whether they can make the major leagues. And when you are approaching how it is you are developing these young players, is there an eye to try and prepare these guys for playing in the NFL, or are you just trying to grind out a win each week?
Well, yeah, you're trying to get the win each week, but the preparation that takes place, to have the opportunity to play in the NFL, number one, it's the God-given abilities that you have, the size, the strength, the speed, those things. But if there's a lot of determination and willpower, self-motivation, but then the development of the player, not just on the field, but in the weight room, mentally, from a mental standpoint, all of those things are things that we do in our program to try to provide our guys the best opportunity to go play at the next level. And you want everyone to have that opportunity. I want everyone that comes to Georgia Tech, to have aspirations to be a first-round pick, but also be a CEO or a president or own their own company when they're done playing.
And in terms of this season gone by, decent record, ended up going on to win the Gasparilla Bowl. Did that look like a successful season to you, or do you want to go another step higher now as we go into the future?
Yeah, I mean, to define success, the scoreboard's how we're judged. Right? That's not necessarily the definition of success in a program. You look at success in a program of really where you start in a certain time frame versus where you end up, and then what did you do to get there? Right, just because you win a game doesn't mean you always, you might not have prepared the right way. You might not have played the right way, but you ended up getting lucky and winning the game. Right, it's all about the preparation. It's about the hard work that takes place. It's about playing the game the right way with discipline and toughness, and you'll be able to go execute. All right, so that's what you really judge success on. It's really from the start to the finish, not necessarily always on the win loss record. Well, if you're doing the right things from a preparation standpoint, from a intangible standpoint, throughout the entire season, that's when the wins and that's when the wins will end up coming. So, myself, to me, a successful season, is seeing our guys play to their God-given abilities. Right? I don't think any player, any young person, ever needs to be asked to play, better than they are above their heads. I mean, they have to play to their abilities. You don't want underachievers. You don't want guys that can't reach their maximum potential. That's how I define success.
That's brilliant. Brian Keith, thank you very much for taking the time out.
I appreciate it. And go Jackets.